And then you hear him use one of the expressions, you have to die to the world. So when you do this to be born again, your old self has to die. Okay, that old person that used to lie, cheat, gossip, get drunk all the time, get high all the time, that person has to die. All right, that's why baptism is a big part of this. You know, one thing about baptism is it's symbolic. Okay, you're washing yourself clean, and when you come out of that water, you're a different person. You're born again. Okay, your old self is no longer with you. That person has died off. There's no way you can straddle the fence and die off. That's why this thing has to be a 180 degree turn, okay? You can't move in a new direction or have a new life if you're trying to hang on to your old self or your old life. And then you'll hear him say, one problem that a lot of people have is they're trying to figure it out. What he means there is they're trying to figure out, how can I hang on to my old life, but yet be born again and be saved? And there is no figuring it out. You can't hang on to your old life, to your old world. You can't do this one foot in and one foot out. Okay, that's called being lukewarm. It talks about that in Revelation 3. It says, because you are neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So what that's saying is, it makes God sick when you know what you're supposed to do, yet you refuse to do it. You know, the Bible's very clear about that. Okay? If you're out with your friends and they're getting drunk and crazy and getting high, you're supposed to leave. Okay? You're not supposed to be around that. There's about 7 or 8 verses in the Bible that talk about carousing. All right? Now I'll put those verses at the bottom of the site here. You're supposed to go over to the other side and get your friends to join you over there. You're not supposed to placate them or appease them and hang out with them. You're supposed to cross over to the other side. And that's, again, it's not debatable. And then you have to ask yourself, if you truly believe in God and you believe in the Bible, okay, is it not worth it? I mean, how would you like to beat death, where you never have to worry about dying ever again, okay? And if you do what you're supposed to do, you find eternal bliss and joy and happiness forever. There's no pain, there's no suffering, there's no depression, there's no anxiety or loneliness, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no financial worry. It's happiness and joy that the human mind can't even comprehend down here, okay? Because you've never felt that kind of joy, okay? So you have to ask yourself, is it worth it being obedient and doing what you're supposed to do for eternal happiness in paradise, okay? So if you think about that and stay focused on the prize, and you're not only supposed to stay focused on the prize, you're supposed to enjoy spreading the gospel and sharing the word. And as you start to begin this journey, you will start to enjoy sharing the word. Okay? It's very pleasing. Now, I know right now it's hard to comprehend that because you're used to the flesh, pleasing your flesh. That's all you know. That's all you've been your whole life. All right? But as you start to move in the right direction, you're going to start getting pleasure from learning things that you didn't learn before, meeting new people. Just going to a Bible study. If you find a good Bible study, you'll get a lot of pleasure just from the things that you learn there, things that you didn't know before. And you're going to meet a lot of nice people. Okay? I'm not saying that they're going to be perfect, but you're going to meet a lot of nice people that are trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do. They're trying to move in the right direction and turn away from their old life. Okay, and I can assure you, once you start to do this, you will find that to be true. And then you'll hear Pastor Price, he talks about, you know, I can't worry about my mommy, my daddy, my grandmother, my grandfather. What he's talking about there is what you see in today's world, in today's religion. People, they'll be a Catholic because their great-grandmother was a Catholic, and their grandmother was, and their parents were, and their uncle was. Okay, they're just following family tradition. You can't worry about what they were. All right. They're not going to keep you out of hell. You have to walk this thing alone. Okay. You're going to lose friends because of it. They're not going to want you around. And they're going to say, well, don't invite Mike. He won't want to party with us. He'll just be talking about God all day. All right. You have to be prepared to walk this 100% alone. It's not that hard to do once you get involved with it because you're going to meet new friends. Then you hear Pastor Price talk about, you know, once saved, always saved. All right. That is a big misconception that people are foolish enough to believe. They think that, okay, well, I said the sinner's prayer and I go to church every Christmas, every Easter, and I go a few times a year on Sunday, and that's all I have to do. All right. Again, that's another misconception. To think that all you have to do is say this prayer and then you can go back to doing whatever you want and God's going to let you into heaven, that's ridiculous. And that lie comes from hell. And it sends a lot of people to hell. Okay? I mean, if we look at what it says in the Bible at Luke 13:24, it says, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and not be able to. It's even telling you right there, a lot of people are going to try to get in and they're not going to be able to. And then look, backing up a little bit, Matthew 7:13, it's saying, this is Jesus talking, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, but narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to be one of the few that gets in? Or do you want to be one of the many that ends up eternally damned? All right. If it's written in the Bible, guys, it's going to happen. It's not like certain things in the Bible are true and other things aren't true. If that was the case, the Bible would be worthless. Okay. God can't lie. If God is a liar, this whole Jesus, Bible, Christianity thing is worthless. And you might as well take the Bible and throw it in the trash can. I'm going to put some links down at the bottom of the page here. And you're going to see things that were written over 2,000 years ago are happening today. All right. These things were foretold and forewarned 2,000 years ago. And right in front of your very eyes, you're seeing these things come true, and there's no denying it. So if you think that these things were prophesied 2,000 years ago and they came true, but certain other things aren't true, you're sadly mistaken. So you may want to put some thought into that, guys.